Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. It's forecast to remain hot across the interior through midweek. National Weather Service meteorologist Aaron Billings says several temperature records were broken or matched yesterday.
We reached 89 degrees in Nenana, breaking the old record of 86 set in 1968. Delta Junction was 86, which broke the previous record of 84 set in 1968. Northway was 85 yesterday, breaking the old record of 83 set in 1990. And Fairbanks hit 88 degrees, which tied the old record set in 1968.
Billings says high pressure over the region is expected to persist through Wednesday with 80-plus degree highs. Hot, dry conditions are also increasing wildfire potential. A state forestry crew responded to two small grass fires in the Copper River area Sunday. The human-caused blazes burned under an acre along the Edgerton Highway before being contained. A much larger lightning-caused fire burning since early June has been restaffed after showing growth over the weekend. An Alaska Interagency Coordination Center report says smoke jumpers were deployed on the Zitziana River fire. The over 37,000-acre blaze, about 50 miles northwest of Nenana, became active on its southwest side toward Kidnamina Lake. 8 smoke jumpers are doing point protection. State government leaders say a ballot initiative aimed at protecting salmon would cost the state money and delay infrastructure projects. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that officials discussed Ballot Measure 1, an initiative that would increase protections for salmon streams, at a Senate State Affairs Committee meeting Friday in Anchorage. Statewide Environmental Program Manager for the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Ben White, says the initiative would increase the number of streams the state must assume have salmon when considering development proposals.
They're not always there. They're not always there when we're there. And so that's an expense. It takes us time and effort to get out to these sites a lot of times. And so this is going to increase the delivery time of our projects.
Department of Fish and Game Habitat Coordinator Ron Beckert says the state would have to hire new people to enforce new regulations if the initiative passes.
There's a significant impact from a cost perspective. Our estimate is about $1.3 million a year annually for at least 5 years.
Initiative supporters counter that the initiative would actually reduce costs. Ryan Scriver is the director of Stand for Salmon.
With the assumption that fish are in the streams, that saves the Department of Fish and Game a lot of money and resources from going out and constantly testing these streams to add them to the existing catalog. So this is really about saving Alaskans money.
The committee will not take action as a result of the meeting. It's unclear if Alaskans will get to vote on the initiative in November, as the Alaska Supreme Court is considering a case that could block the initiative. Conservation groups say the Interior Department has gone behind the public's back to conduct a land survey in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge in the corridor of the proposed King Cove Road. Alaska Public Media reports that a memo from the Fish and Wildlife Service said the work would involve 80 helicopter landings over 2 days and driving 122 metal survey markers into the ground.
We have concerns that they violated the Wilderness Act, and we will be looking into this further.
That's Nicole Whittington Evans of the Wilderness Society, one of several groups that filed a lawsuit in January to block the proposed road. In January, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed a land trade agreement to swap the proposed corridor for King Cove Corporation property. The agreement calls for a survey to determine the land's value. In a July 12th memo, the regional chief of the refuge system wrote that the land trade agreement says the survey must be conducted, so they didn't go through the regular review process. The memo says helicopters were used to limit disturbance time to 2 days. Brooke Bryson is an attorney with the law firm Trustees for Alaska that filed the challenge on behalf of several environmental groups.
The Wilderness Act is a very protective statute, and it prohibits things like helicopters and installations in wilderness. And Eisenbeck is wilderness. So we're looking very closely at the legality of those survey activities, and we are evaluating next steps with our clients.
Bryson's lawsuit claims the land exchange is illegal, though she has not obtained a court order that would have prevented the survey work. A spokeswoman for the Fish and Wildlife Service says the survey work in the refuge was completed this week. Neither the service nor the Interior Department responded to questions about the legality of the work, however. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.